This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the third tips that we'd like to share with you about up your spiritual game during this 14-day movement control order. There's about support your spouse in the daily activities at home. Whatever we have to do, this is the time for us to spend time with our loved one, especially our wife or our husband. How to help each other. Whatever thing that you have to do at home, it's not just leaving this kitchen work for the wife, even in cooking, in preparing food, in cleaning, we should help each other. Always remember, a family must be based on these three ingredients. Allah in the Quran, who created all of us, know what is the best for us. Number one, sakina, meaning peace. We must always think how to bring peace to the family, especially to our loved one, our partner, our spouses. Number two, mawadda, love. How to increase the love that we have for each other. Because love also will keep on changing from time to time. It's time for us to look into that and how to increase the love we have for each other. Number three, rahmah. There is mercy. Again, I repeat, the three ingredients that is very, very important for a family, for a relationship. Peace, number one, sakina. Number two, love, mawadda. And number three is rahmah, mercy. We may have a lot of differences. We may have a lot of weaknesses. But it's time for us to look into how to help each other. Nobody is perfect. It's our duty to remind each other. And this is the best time. Because we are not leaving our home. We are at home. We are together. Husband and wife must help each other. And Allah said, wal mu'minun wal mu'minat ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd. Believing male and female, husband and wife, are helper to one another. We complement each other. We may have our own weaknesses, but let us overcome the weaknesses together, not just pinpointing the weakness of one another. No. Allah is always there to forgive us. The Prophet said, irham man fir ard, yarhamkum man fis sama. Show mercy and kindness to the people around you, especially your loved one, your spouse. Then Allah will shower His mercy and love to all of us. One of the signs that you have a sound iman is man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah wa a'ta lillah wa mana'a lillah faqad istaqmala al-iman. The Prophet said, if you love for the sake of Allah, you hate for the sake of Allah, and give for the sake of Allah, and withhold for the sake of Allah, then you have a strong iman. You have a sound iman. Your iman is okay. May Allah strengthen our iman and the iman of our loved one and our family. Amin ya Rabbil Alamin. Wa billahi tawfiqi wa aqri da'wana walhamdulillahi bil alamin. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.